What is acting like for somebody?
I wish I knew. You know, I'll say the craziest thing with Woody Allen. You know, it's funny. His casting director is a woman named Juliette Taylor, who I knew socially, and you know, she I think was looking to populate a party scene in Melinda with some sort of interesting types.
Mm-hmm.
And actually before that she also cast Marie and Bruce, and it was the same thing where there was a party scene. And I think that, you know, for better or worse, I'm a type, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not, I don't blend into the background. And mm-hmm. so I think I was just kind of, probably she saw me as maybe a visual gag who could also maybe deliver a line or two. And so she had me read for Marie and Bruce, and I got this part, and I'm not kidding, my role consisted of a scene where I'm at a party and I'm talking to Julianne Moore and I'm boring her to tears. But my very first scene ever in a movie was the first day I showed up for work. I had to cross this, you know, make a cross across this room and approach Julianne Moore and start engaging her in a conversation. And basically deliver a page-long monologue to Julianne Moore.
That's a long part.
That's a long part, and it's a lot of lines to remember, and it's one take, so you can't screw up. And it was a low-budget, independent film, where everybody, Julianne Moore was, you know, working for scale, and they had a tight budget, so you can't really be, you don't want to be the one who screws everything up, you know, and
right.
and you don't want to be the one who's the glaring amateur in the bunch, even though I certainly was. I guess I managed to survive that okay, because she showed my audition tape from Marie and Bruce to Woody Allen, and Woody Allen called me in for a meeting on Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really great audition experience, because Woody Allen doesn't actually have you audition. He just meets with you, and they take a Polaroid of you, and, you know, and mm-hmm. he seemed to be familiar with me from The New Yorker, but, you know, we really just talked for a minute, and he just said, you know, I don't think that's going to be a very hard job. You'll only have to come a couple days, and it'll be pretty simple, and that sounded fine to me. I wasn't showing any resistance, but he was letting me know what it would be like. And then I did a party scene with Will Ferrell and Amanda Peet in Melinda, and that sounded like fun.
Mm.
This year, or last year actually, I got a call, and this sounds like a prank phone call, but I got a call from a casting director saying that the Coen brothers wanted me to read for the new Coen brothers film. And she sent me the pages from the script. Actually, she sent me the entire script to read, and then she said, you're going to be reading for the role of Larry in this movie. It's called A Serious Man. Yeah, it's being filmed right now, actually.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I read the script, and I realized in reading the script that Larry is actually the lead role in the male lead in the film. It's all about Larry. Larry is the serious man of the,
oh, really?
Of the film. So I auditioned for the lead role in the Coen brothers movie, and as they say in Hollywood, they decided to go in a different direction.
That's the euphemism.
Exactly.
The reigning euphemism.
Whenever they say, we've decided to go in a different direction, the way you should interpret that is they've decided to go into a direction away from you. They're going in the opposite direction from
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at my level of acting, which is that I don't really know what I'm doing,
yeah.
I just sort of am myself, and then either that works or it doesn't work. But I would never be able to, for example, play like a, you know, the role that Al Pacino played in Dog Day Afternoon or something
mm-hmm.
like that. I can't really play anybody except sort of to be myself. So at that level of sort of non-acting,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm really well qualified for a part that has like a 1 or 2 days of work on a film. Like I could play a lawyer in a scene where my one line would be, well, these documents seem to be in order. I could
mm-hmm.
probably pull that off.
The lawyers in your family, you know how
exactly.
they
exactly. Or I could say, you know, I could be a waiter saying something like, you know, I'm Jonathan, can I take your order? Or, you
mm-hmm.
know, I could really pull off a 1 or 2 line role. But I think anything beyond that is starting to, I think the seams would start showing a little bit.